How are we pushing?
Go crazy.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only.
Wow.
It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Ooh, cut that part out.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord,
hello.
Carol the Cat,
hello.
The Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
What's up? I'm not here tonight.
Two horrible impressions of Tiffany for the price of one. Oh wait, it's a free podcast. Oh lord.
And now, damn right they shot first.
You betcha.
The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Dun, 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 dun. Pew, 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 pew. And we will get in our next episode some Han Solo news. But for now, it's episode 127.
Woo-hoo. I guessed right.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm so happy.
You guessed correctly.
So the part of Tiffany tonight will be played by this empty chair sitting next to Carol the Cat.
See if you can tell a difference.
And I'm going to be Clint Eastwood. Oh. I'm going to be Clint Eastwood talking to this empty chair.
No more girls. Oh, see. Henry Cavill's got rock hard abs. And we covered all the usual things.
Tiffany, you totally missed it. Henry Cavill showed up for some Bojangles chicken.
Yeah.
And you were not here.
He had one cheat day and this was it. So it was your night of sin.
He
and
said,
yeah.
Last tea. So yeah, we have Crystal here from Nose Event Venue. But Crystal, before we let you relax for 1 second, we're going to launch right into the rapid fire response round. I'm going to ask you a series of questions from some handpicked cards that you handed us.
Okay.
You want to give us a short word or phrase as your answer. If you don't answer, we'll probably answer for you. We've said bad things in the past, but you know today we'll probably say rutabaga. So, if you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
Salt Lake City.
Oh. What is your favorite junk food?
Gushers.
Salt Lake City is in the U.S.
Oh, you said in the U.S.
If you couldn't live in the U.S.
Oh,
I don't know if you said that.
New Amsterdam?
Okay, there you go. What is your theme song?
Barbie Girl.
Who would you want as your best friend? Sam
Friend?
Samwise, Watson, Bones, or Chewbacca?
Chewbacca. Hands down.
If we all had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Warning, ready to pop.
Who is your man crush?
Because we were talking about him, Henry Cavill.
Oh,
see, Tiffany, what you miss? Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Finish this sentence. Please don't cancel
dinner.
If you could be anything, would you rather be Batman?
No.
And who is your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Oh, there's so many options here.
There would be four. Think of an Italian painter.
I know, any of the four. Let's do Raphael.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so here's the last four final questions. If you were trapped on a desert island with a solar-powered and charged tablet, what book would you load on there?
Girl on a Train.
What musical album would you listen to over and over again?
Garth Brooks, Greatest Hits.
Of Greatest Hits, okay. What movie would you watch?
Over and over again.
You're on an island.
Apparently with power.
Pretty Woman.
Solo power, yeah.
Pretty Woman, okay. And then what game that you could play on a tablet would you have loaded on there?
Oh, Pac-Man.
Oh, there you go. You did really good. We didn't have to use rutabaga once. Very cool. All right, so tell us who you are and why we invited you here.
So, my name's Crystal. I'm the director of Noah's Event Venue in Charlotte.
Yay.
We're a brand new venue opening April 1st. We host all sorts of events from businesses to weddings, and my personal favorite is going to be this year's Geek Gala.
Yes, we're so excited. So Noah's is actually a national company, correct? Or are you international?
We are national now. One day I'm sure we'll be international. We have 30 locations currently operational, and we're working on 5 new states with new buildings as we speak.
Wow. Now, I know that the venue that we're going to be using for the Geek Gala and the one that's opening in April. You actually built that from scratch. It's not a retrofitted existing building. This is a brand new building that you're building.
Correct. It's brand new. We actually filled in part of the lake it sits on to make sure the building fit properly.
Wow.
Yeah. So that lakeside view did come at a cost, but it's brand new from scratch. So everything you see in the building is actually handmade and perfectly designed for it.
And very geekly tech. You have some high-tech stuff going on in there.
We have so many gadgets and gadgets. we have a hydraulic stage that can go up and down in less than 3 minutes. We have built-in hue lighting that has just about 3,000 color options plus intensity options. So you can change it every couple minutes if you really want to whack it out. And then we have a bunch of AV that's just really easy to use and can set anything up.
And the thing that was so amazing when Starnes Lloyd and I got to tour the building is you have these floor-to-ceiling windows and doors that just let in so much light. And that lakeside view is right there visible. Even though you're in the middle of an industrial park, you have an amazing view. And it is off of Yorkmont Road near Billy Graham Parkway, for those of you who want to check that out. But the thing that we, of course, at the gala have loved is the fact that you have different size rooms and they're multifunctional. I mean, like, you can split them up, separate them out.
Wi-Fi in all the different rooms.
Yep.
And, yeah.
They're all designed to be custom made to you. So for your event, we get to do everything from the Muggles Market to a grand setup on the stage, and then even do a film festival in one of the smaller rooms.
Yeah.
None of the Wi-Fi or sound are overlap, giving you that intimate feel, but letting the guests experience every part of the building.
Yes, and you have a lot of parking there at the facility, but you also have access to parking elsewhere.
Yep, we have 100 parking spots on site with two entrances, and then we have three overflow lots giving us 750 parking spots. So anyone can come and enjoy it.
Which is good because, you know, during the day at the Muggles Market last year, we had 1,000 people come out, and we are planning to utilize a lot of those 100 parking spaces on the outside. So at least they have parking across the street. Plus, you were able to connect us with the Wyndham, and they shuttle right over to you. So that's kind of cool. So how long have you been with NOAA's?
I have been with them for just about 2 years now. I started at a previous location in Sugar Land, Texas.
Oh.
And then they said they were opening one in Charlotte, and I jumped at the opportunity to come up here.
Okay.
Very cool. So are you from Texas originally?
I am not from Texas. I'm from Virginia. I've actually lived in 14 different states.
Wow.
Moving around for different events. And once I fell in love with NOAA's in Texas, I haven't left and don't plan on it. So hopefully they'll keep me.
So how long has NOAA's been around?
NOAA's was established in 2003. They opened their first location in 2007, and then we've just been growing ever since.
Where was their first location?
Their first location was in South Jordan, Utah.
Wow.
Jordan, Utah.
And are any of these retrofit, or are they all?
They are all brand new.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to work for Staples Corporate, and I know that the biggest nightmare in the planogram team was when we were trying to retrofit to existing structures because the place we wanted to be wouldn't allow us to tear down historic buildings. We're like, okay, you guys are not built for fax machines and furniture, so let's figure this out. So, but yeah, no, and I mean, just some of the amazing stuff that we're looking forward to, and the fact that it is a facility that you have relationships with hotels, but you're not tied to a hotel and a hotel catering service. You have the opportunity to bring in outside food. You have caterers that you work with. I mean, you really kind of run the full thing. So it's
amazing for us, especially here in Charlotte, where we've been losing some venues.
Yeah, a lot of them.
have such an amazing venue coming around. So, along with the weddings, and of course, your favorite, the Geek Gala.
Of course, of course.
What kind of other events have you already booked so far?
We have a lot of business events booked, so we can see with Belk and Novant Healthcare, and then we even have some more, like, extra tacky 40 birthday parties and some that's really the theme of it. I'm not just being judgy.
That's deliberate.
Yeah, totally.
It's on purpose.
No kidding.
We have family reunions with fish fries coming up, birthday parties, quinceañeras, so really just a range of events.
And you actually have, like, along with the rooms, which are very open, you have these outdoor little nooks where people can go outside. You have concrete that connects everything. And then you do have green space.
Yep, we do. It's my favorite part. I go down on break every time I can. Yeah. We have a private path that goes from our back lawn and patio down to Sugar Creek. And there are 8 to 9 really huge turtles that will come up for anything you drop in the water.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
We'll have to make sure to incorporate that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Survive the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
If we'd only known how to ask the question.
That one's Raphael. No, that one is.
So what do you find are the best tips for somebody who's trying to plan an event?
I think the best tip I can give you is find the 3 things that mean the most to you for your event. If it's about the guest experience and having good food and remembering the event with photos, then those are the 3 things you should focus on. Maybe it's all about the cake and a fancy pair of shoes, then that's what you focus on. But at the end of the day, it's easy to get tied down in all the little details and you forget what you want the most.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Yes. I always tell people, just plan. Things are good. I mean, how many times have we been doing this now, Carol? 9 years?
Yes.
There's always going to be something the day of that goes wrong. Somebody will misunderstand something. Somebody will think that somebody else is handling something. You know, I mean, there's just always people get sick, people, you know, there's always something that's going to go wrong. So I think that's excellent advice. What do you find to be the one thing that people forget the most when they're planning an event and then panic about and call you and be like, Crystal?
It's not very interesting, but the number one thing forgotten is salt and pepper shakers. You'll do a tasting and eat, and it's seasoned to you, and then your guests sometimes need salt and pepper shakers. Other than that, it's really who's taking what home. I have had several weddings leave all the gifts, cake, and the dress in the dressing room. So, everyone gets so excited to go home and sleep. Leave the fondue set. Yeah.
Yeah. We got stuff. Where's my waffle maker?
I guess we were lucky that somebody got our stuff and brought it. We had a designated person. Sorry, not luck at all. You planned it. She planned it.
I've been married before, and I know that's
going to be a shock. What? Controversy on the Guardians of the Geekery podcast? What?
I think this pretty much came up in episodes 50, 60, 70.
I think episode 3 it might have come up, so, you know, yeah.
Well, I've got a shocker for you. I also was married before.
You know what? I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah, and not to take away from the fact that we're talking about Noah's and Crystal, but I actually came up in my, time hop today on Facebook, the fact that it was your ex-wife's birthday today.
How?
Because my ex-husband's birthday was yesterday, and it's like things that we have in common.
Oh my, that's right.
Our exes, their birthdays are one day apart, and our original wedding dates were one day apart.
Like the leave town day was actually the same too.
Yeah,
like,
we both left our spouses on the same day. Well, that was the day before Valentine's, and I wasn't going to spend another Valentine's with my ex.
I can be miserable by myself, by golly.
If there is any only holiday that makes you decide whether you want to be with someone or not. It is Valentine's Day.
It truly is. I was just like, well, because we already knew it, and but we were obviously, I was trying to be gracious and allow time for him to move out. And then when he wouldn't move out, I'm like, I'm going. And you know, I was just like, I can only stay here so long. So I finally was like, I'm going to leave. And I drove to Colorado starting on February 13th. Ended up there on 15th from South Carolina. So, scariest part was Salina, Kansas, where, like, the only sign...
Scary, scary part of
the only sign was stop by to see our 80-pound gopher.
Oh, like, yeah, that's a scary part.
Because this was, like, this was back in 2003, so cell phone reception wasn't quite what it was, but... I literally, from Salina until Denver, had no cell phone bars. And, you know, they talk about it being flat, and I don't think those of us on the edges and around understand how flat flat really is. Because
you can pretty much see Nebraska.
Well, the first time I was in Denver and kind of didn't know anybody yet, and I was like, I'm just going to drive to the mountains for the weekend. And you see them straight in front of you.
Right.
And you drive 2 hours, and they're still straight in front of you.
Because they're not, you know, Asheville Mountains. They're actually, you know,
they're mountains.
Do you have locations in Salina, Kansas? Because I want to apologize now if you
we
do.
We don't. Okay. The closest is Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then...
it probably looks like it's right in front of them.
They see them from there and they wave.
Denver and Kansas have beautiful, beautiful landscapes.
Majestic.
So, yeah. My very first day
working. Denver waves of green.
Well, I will confess, I took a... when I moved out to Denver, I didn't have a job. I was just like, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I am not staying in the same state as you while we're going through our divorce. My first day, I... rode the elevator up to the office, and I was talking to the receptionist, and I was like, wow, that mural behind you is absolutely beautiful. And she looked behind her and she's like, the window? Oh, yeah, on the 14th floor, there weren't any tables at that point.
Oh.
She always thought I was a little weird. But anyway, but do you have facilities in Denver?
We do.
There you
excellent.
Go. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about how they figured out how they were going to create this structure. Because it really is, like, there's small bathrooms, there's larger bathrooms. Mm-hmm. You really kind of have this down to a system for...
We do. The owner and creator, Bill Bowser, did an excellent job of creating one and then taking the feedback from all the clients and the customers and seeing where they needed to improve and what... the requests really were. And so from the first one to now, we have over 10 different designs in the buildings.
Wow.
So even my last one is drastically different than this one. So we have
okay.
bigger windows, higher ceilings, new high-end finishes, so marble floors, because that's what our clients wanted to see. It also meant that we got rid of some of the projector screens and replaced them with flat screens because they don't have as much backlight.
Right.
And we'll put a link to your location up on the Guardians of the Geekery page, but one of the things that was amazing were some of the pictures you were sharing with me of all the draping scapes that you made.
Yes.
Is that
different combinations.
That the word?
Yep.
Okay.
It's ceiling decor. We have normally four different designs. Charlotte will actually be one of the first one to show four new designs.
Ooh.
So we'll have even these really awesome metal orbs that'll hang from the ceiling, or these really pretty fabric hula hoops that you can attach flowers to.
Oh,
so even more designs.
Any Harry Pottery kind of mystical magical
stuff. Have you seen the BuzzFeed one?
No.
So Noah's was on BuzzFeed for a Harry Potter 3 themed event.
Oh, really?
And they made the family banners, and they hung them from the ceiling and hung lanterns. And it was awesome.
Get that.
Yeah, yeah, can. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. that sounds great. Right. So we have actually sold over half of the
Muggles Market
already.
Nice.
And we've got new applications. We are a juried event. So one of the things that we do, and somebody was like, can I just not be part of the jury? And I'm like,
that's not how it works.
So what we really are striving to do is we're not accepting people if we've already got somebody that does a certain type of chainmail or whatever, then we don't accept a second person. Now, we do actually have two chainmail people, but one does more jewelry and one does more cosplay pieces like the shoulder armor and headpieces and stuff like that to really give that variety. So we do have some people that have applied, and unfortunately their categories have kind of already been taken. But, you know, to be so early on, I think last year it was almost July before we were sold out.
Yeah.
And we are well past, of course, your facility being larger, we actually can incorporate more spaces. So we're very excited about that. So if there was any final words that you felt like you needed to tell about Noah's to get that word out to the Charlotte community, what things would you want to make sure that we included in this podcast?
The only thing I can say is that Noah's has a philosophy that has kept me with the company. No matter your event, from a baby shower to a business meeting to a wedding, the building was designed to be an extension of you and your home. Aww. And so we want whatever you do at the building to represent you and be easy where you actually get to enjoy it too.
And I have to say, it's been so much fun already just partnering with you on this event. And we were so thrilled that you guys stepped up and were willing to, you know, help us with the charity event and become not just a venue, but partners with us. So we are certainly thrilled to have you. I cannot wait to come back because we get to see it when we were crawling over some of the mud ruts and stuff like that. And it was still
amazing
beautiful then. So we cannot wait to come back and see it more. But Crystal, thank you so much for being on.
Where can we find you?
I do have one question I have to ask.
Yes.
So the initial building, how large was that? What kind of square footage was it?
So the initial building, our second one that was made from scratch, that one is 32,000 square feet. It does include basketball courts, a volleyball court, and showers. It's a large facility.
Your facility is not quite that large.
No.
Or is it more like in the 6,000?
Yeah, we're just over 7,000 square feet. So
with beautiful outdoor space as well. So,
and where can they find you on the web?
They can find our specific building at noahscharlotte.com or all the venues at noaheseventvenue.com.
Very cool. Well, Crystal, we do have this habit of asking people to stay overnight in the garage with Field. He's mostly harmless.
He's mostly
harmless. That you can stay around for episode 128. Do you mind doing that? I know it's not as fancy as Noah's, but I'm sure he'll be fine.
I saw a Spider-Man light out there, so I think I can run.
Awesome. All right. So, Carol, do your second job.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofka. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.